All right, we'll open up the floor. Questions for Will Howard over here to the right. Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Will, Jerry just told us that you completed 80% of your passes for the sixth time this year. First person who's ever done that in program history, whether in a season or career. What does that mean to you, and what kind of rhythm do you think you're in right now?
That's cool, man, but it really doesn't mean that much to me as long as we're winning games, man. That's really all that matters to me. Like I said, like, you know, completion percentage, and if it's a good completion percentage, it means I'm making good decisions with the football and keeping us on track. So as long as we're winning games, I'm not really worried about stats.
To say after this game, it seemed like you were really fired up. Just meant a lot to you. Any thoughts on that?
No, man. I just, you know, I'm just proud of this team, man. I'm proud of this university. I'm proud of Buckeye Nation for showing up and being loud and making an impact on the game. Having them go on the silent count, that really makes a difference. It really does. And truly, that was the loudest I've ever heard Ohio Stadium. That was the loudest I've ever heard it in there. It was turned up, man. After that. I don't think I've ever gone crazier on a sideline than I did after Caleb's punt return. I think that was really what sealed the game for us right there. Like, that just put him out of it. Got a lot of respect for what they do and what Coach Signetti has done over there. Like, you know, they've had a heck of a turnaround, man. But, you know, you got to remember you're coming in to play the Buckeyes, man. It's a little different.
Over to the left, Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Will, what do you remember telling Caleb before he went back there for that touchdown? And I guess what made you so bullish on him taking it back?
I didn't say anything to him. I forget who was next to me, but I go, "Two's taking this 74 yards at the crib right here. Watch this." And, I mean, you guys saw what he did. So he's a special player, man. He might be one of the best football players I've been around, just period. You know, he's just so instinctual, so smart, and, I mean, you see what he does with the ball in his hands, and he's a defensive player. So, I mean, you can watch the film, turn it on. He's a heck of a player. All right, Mac.
Over to the right, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Well, I know you want to enjoy a win like this, but now you're going to turn around and play a game that a lot of your teammates came back to play in. Just talk about your anticipation and excitement to play against Michigan next week.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I'm stoked. I'm fired up. This one's for those guys that came back. This one's for Buckeye Nation. You know, we've been, I feel it, man. I can just feel it. You know, there's been that hurt the last 3 years. You know, this rivalry game, it's the first thing that I heard when I came here on my visit. Beat the team up north. And it's the first goal we have every single year, beat the team up north. And, you know, you could say anything about records, man. That's going to be a hard game every single year. They're going to bring it. We're going to bring it. And I want to do this, man, for Coach Day. I want to do this for the guys that came back, for Emeka, for Trey, for JT, for Jack, for all those guys that came back, Ty, I could go on. But I want this for them so bad because they've been here. You know, I've seen it from a distance, and, you know, I feel it, and I'm a part of it now, and I want this for me too, but I want this for those guys. I want it for Coach Day. You know, shut up the haters and be able to go out there and say, man, like, you know, this is the Ohio State Buckeyes, and this rivalry game means everything, man. We talk about it all the time. It's all over the place in our building, and I'm just honored to be able to be a part of it, and I won't take it lightly. And this is, you know, this is the biggest game of our season, and I'm looking forward to it, man.
Over to the left, Jeff Gilbert, Press Pros.
Well, what was your role? What kind of leadership role did you take in helping this offensive line get ready this week? And then secondly, how well did Carson play?
I'm so proud of those guys, man. For him and Austin to step into new roles. You know, Austin was playing right guard early in the season. Now he's playing left guard. You know, for those guys to be able to step in like they did, I was just so proud of them. And really, all week, you know, I just told those guys, I was like, dude, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about you guys. You guys have played a ton of football. Carson started 12 games last year, and he's a good football player. I wasn't worried about it at all. I just hurt for Seth, you know. That was the biggest thing on my heart, was that I just hurt for my brother, who just lost the rest of his season. And I told those guys, man, like, I'm not worried about, you know, you can say whatever you want about who we throw in there. I don't care. Like, you know, it's next man up mentality. It's competitive excellence. I'm so proud of those guys for how they stepped up, and I think they did a heck of a job today.
Tim May, Letterman Row.
Yeah, Will, it with exception of those two dead ends in the red zone, you know, in the first half, did you feel it's almost like as close as y'all have come to a full game, I mean, against decent competition this season? I'm talking about offense, defense, special teams. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, I think the defense played a heck of a game. For me, offensively, you know, having two stall outs in the, you know, in the red zone, two turnovers in the red zone, that can't happen. You know, the score really should have been 10 points more. And that's how I look at it. I'm never going to come out of a game like fully satisfied. That's just not who I am. Like, I just don't operate that way. But I'm proud of this team, man. Like, we put together a really good performance on all three phases. I think the defense did a heck of a job after that first drive. I don't think they barely moved the ball, you know, 20 yards. Like, they couldn't do anything. And, you know, the special teams making the two plays that they did changes the game, man. And you know, offensively, I think we did what we had to do. You know, obviously got to go watch the film, you know, clean some things up. But I'm proud of this team, man. And we're picking up momentum at the right time.
Rob Aller over to the left, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, it seemed like the most complete game. Is the way you played today, not you, but the team, with attitude, with execution, is that good enough to win next week and to win it all?
I don't want to say yes or no on that, because we're going to need to turn it up. And I still don't think you've seen our best. That's the mindset that this team has. And, you know, when you go into that locker room and you look in the eyes of every single guy, you see it, man. You see that edge. And I've never been on a team that, you know, the last time I saw this edge in people's eyes was when we won the Big 12. You know, like that. I see that, man. I see that. And I know that we have more in the tank and we're fired up. You know, we're going to enjoy this one, but we're fired up, man. We got two big weeks coming up here. You know, go take care of business next week. You know, the week after that, like, we're not worried about that, man. I'm getting ahead of myself, but we got to go out there. And this week's the biggest game of the year. Beat the team up north, man. That's what we say from the moment I got here. I don't wear blue. Just beat the team up north.
Over here to the right, Noah Weisskopf, the Lantern.
Will, Caleb was 9 years old the last time an Ohio State player returned a punt for a touchdown. How big of an impact just to see overall?
He's an unbelievable player, man. I said it earlier. He's one of the best football players I've been around ever. Like, all around football players, like, I mean, he's special, man. He's a difference maker. He's smart. He's instinctual. He's great with the ball in his hand. You could probably put him at running back, and I think he'd do pretty damn well too. You know, he's just a hell of a football player, and I can't, you know, emphasize how happy I am that he's on my team.
We got just time for a couple more. Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Will, what'd you see on that third and 35? It seemed like the pocket collapsed and you had to kind of make a play. Just what did you see from that? And then also the fourth and 10 or fourth and 11.
The right third and 35, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, you know, I don't have many answers for that. Like, you just kind of have to make a play. And Carnell did a great job on the scramble drill, restarting. You know, we had a concept that we, you know, is like our third and long concept. And, you know, but 35 yards is damn hard to get. But, you know, the fact that we were able to get 25 put us in a situation to go for it on fourth down and then get that fourth down, that was huge, man. That, like, I think that really set the tone for the game and said, like, oh, okay, we're here to play, you know. And I don't really have any answers on how that happened. It's just players making plays and guys getting open for me down the field. And, you know, shout out to Carnell for that. I mean, he did a heck of a job on that drive.
Over here to the right, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, obviously, Michigan's had a tough year for them. I think I know the answer to this, but their record means nothing, right? I mean, how irrelevant is the record when it comes to this rivalry in your guys' eyes?
Absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing. This game is as big as they come, man. It's the Michigan-Ohio State game. You know, I'm sorry I just said that, but it's a team up north Ohio State game. Like it's everything. It doesn't matter what their record is. I couldn't care less. It means everything. And I'm just so excited to go out there and to do this for my brothers, for Coach Day, for everyone out there in Buckeye Nation that's been hurting. I can't wait, man.
And final question, Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Well, on that final drive there, just kind of what drove you guys to want to kind of put an exclamation point about it, and what was going through your mind when Trey slid down at the one?
Hey, I said, you're a better man than me, dude. I don't know if I would have got that far down the field. I don't know if I would have slid down at the one, but hey, man, he's being a smart football player. And, you know, we wanted to put an exclamation point on that thing and you know, kind of remind him, you know, what the Buckeyes are about, man. And you know, you get what you accept, or you accept what you ask for. And, you know, I think, you know, I got a ton of respect for those guys. Like, that was not in any way disrespectful. Like, we were just trying to put an exclamation point on the game. And, you know, it was just, we're on the 1 yard line. Let's go score, you know.
Will, congratulations on the win. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Go Bucks.